The day from hell is finally over. Thank God. No more oil changes, no more tire pressure checks. Just me and this ice-cold beer. It's quiet out in the garage. No clinging metal, shouting voices, or whirring tools. I've got a pile of paperwork and receipts to deal with, but with the crappy weather and the lack of customers, I might just leave that for tomorrow. Is that a customer? Shit. Did I forget to change the open sign to closed? I squint out the window to see a car pulling up in the lot. Guess I got a little more work to do before heading home for the day. Stepping out of the office and into the workshop, I peer out into the lot. Through the rain, I see a 1969 Shelby convertible idling in the driveway. The top is down and rain's coming in through the open roof. The hell's going on here? I pull my collar up around my neck and jog out to the car. I'm getting ready to tell the driver that we're closed, but then I see you behind the wheel. You look up at me from the driver's side door, pushing strands of wet hair away from your beautiful face. You offer a small smile.
Any chance you can help me out? I'm practically drowning here.
The white blouse you're wearing has gone see-through, and I have to make a conscious effort not to stare at the red lace bra making itself visible through the wet fabric. I take a quick look at the inside of your car. God, what a mess. That beautiful leather interior is soaked. Rain's getting all in the footwells, and your handbag is sitting in a puddle on the passenger seat.
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
I can't help but admire your short and curvy figure as you step out of the car. I was having the worst day, and absolutely dreading the late customer when I saw you pull in. But you? I'd be happy to help you with anything you need. I gather you're having an issue with your roof.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I was driving down Sunset when the rain started. I tried putting the top up, but I guess it's stuck or something.
There's a little twinkle in your eye as you talk. You've got an air of confidence about you. Based on how calm you are, I get the sense that very little in this world could shake you. I like that. I'll take a look at it. Why don't you head inside my office and dry off a bit? I can meet you there in a few.
Sounds good. Thanks for squeezing me in.
I get to work, looking for the roof mechanism on your hot little ride. I'm trying to focus on what I'm doing, trying not to think of you drying off in my office right now, or about the red lace bra.
Yep, that's it. I think I finally got it working again.
I hold the button down, and that seemed to work. Good as new. I head back inside my office and find you sitting on the corner of my desk. You're drying off as best you can with a small hand towel. And I'm trying not to think about your curves. Your ass. Those gorgeous tits peeking out of that bra. I'd love to strip off you.
All right, I got it all sorted. Just had a little jam in the roof mechanism.
I step towards you and hold up my hand, your car keys swinging from my index finger. I could hand them over to you, but I wonder if you'd come get them for me. I'm sure you've got places to be, but I wouldn't mind you hanging out here for just a little bit longer. A smile plays on your perfect, luscious lips. Your eyes skate up from my dirty work boots to my greasy jumpsuit collar. The look in your eyes says you like what you see. Does that mean you're receiving my signal loud and clear? I sure as hell hope so. You gently push yourself up from the desk and close the distance between us. Your body is just inches from mine now. Your hand comes up and grasps the keys. And slowly, with a look of seduction in your eyes. You take them from me. I smell hints of a heavy floral scent coming off of you now that we're so close. Damn, you smell good.
So, what do I owe you?
You undo the top few buttons of your blouse and dab at your rain-soaked chest with a towel. You are mesmerizing. I'm getting lost in thoughts of how badly I want you. How badly I want to bury my face in your damn breast. Oh, don't worry. It's on the house. I'm going to take a chance here. It seems clear that we're on the same page. But if we're not, I'm sure you'll put me in my place. I place my hand on top of yours and curl my fingers around the towel. You look down, and I see you taking in the sight of the tattoos along my forearm. Here, let me help you with that. I draw the towel slowly across your chest, wiping away the remaining drops of rain. You smile up at me, and all my thoughts about you are confirmed. You're just as interested as I am. I draw the towel across your collarbone, then slowly up your neck.
Are we alone here?
I nod, and you lift your hand and lay it on my broad shoulder. I feel us being pulled closer and closer, like two magnets drawn together. Your fingers slide slowly towards my neck. My cock twitches in my pants as I lift my hands to your hips, sliding them slowly around to your ass. I give it a hard little squeeze. You moan into my ear and it drives me crazy. I push my lips up against your jawline, slowly making my way to your mouth. Finally, our lips meet. My hands grip your ass and I lift you back up onto the desk with ease. Your legs wrap tight around my waist while you clutch at my neck. You desperately bring us as close as possible to each other. You lean back and accidentally push a stack of papers to the ground. Standing between your legs, I push my hips forward. My hard cock presses up against the outside of your denim jeans. Fuck, you are so sexy.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.